Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
Hello, welcome back as we continue our look on utilizing your gift for God. And specifically what we're looking on is focusing on your life so you can grow in your gifting. Last week we looked on four reasons why we should be focusing on our life to ensure that we grow in our giftings. And some of the reasons were that you were specifically chosen to build God's temple. You should also work for God and not for humans. Ensure that you, when you work, you're doing it for God's approval, not for man. And also, it helps you to stay alert and prevents you from worrying. This week, we'll be looking on what are the areas you should be focusing on. And our core scripture is 1 Timothy 4:16. Focus on your life and your teaching. Continue to do what I've told you. If you do this, you'll save yourself and others. So we're talking about growth. Focus, and the areas you should be focusing on for growth. So what are there? And there are six areas you should be focusing on. And the first one is your decision making. Focus on your decisions. That's the first area that you should be looking on. For that, we have to look on 2 Chronicles 19, verse 6. And it was one of the scriptures that we shared last week. He told the judges, pay attention to what you are doing. When you judge, you aren't doing it for a human, but for the Lord. He will be there with you when you hear a case. So your decisions. So the first thing, how are you making your decisions when it comes on to your job, when it comes on to the type of work that you're doing, how you do your work? How are you making those decisions? How are you making the decisions when you go about taking care of yourself and your family members, if you're married, your spouse, and if you have children, and so forth? So how are you going about, if you're a team leader, how do you go about making those decisions that affects your team? So that's the first area. And what the scripture is telling us to do is to pay attention to our decisions, because our decisions matter. Our decisions affect others. Our decisions affect us. And if you want to grow in your giftings, you have to make the right decisions. The second reason we should be focusing on our decision, the second area, is that we should be focusing on our actions. The first part of the scripture where the judges were being encouraged to pay attention to what you are doing. So not only your decisions matters, but your actions after those decisions really matter. Do you execute what you say you are going to do? And do you do it in a timely manner? Are you keeping your word? Does your decisions align with where you are going, which is the vision for your life? Are you utilizing your giftings in the areas that you are doing? Meaning, you're using your strengths naturally with where you're doing. And is your actions have God's approval in terms of how you treat that patient if you're a nurse, or how you talk to your students if you're a teacher? And if you're a doctor, how you interact with other doctors and other patients? Does your actions have God's approval, meaning that God will be pleased with how you do your work? And some of the decisions that you have made, is He pleased with them? So those are some things to think about in terms of the areas. And the next one we want to look at in terms of our actions and the areas that we should be focusing on is the actions of those around you. So your decisions is matters, your personal action matters, but you should be focusing on the actions of those around you, because their action also matters. And Mark 13 verse 9 says, be on your guard. People will hand you over to the Jewish courts and whip you in their synagogues. You will stand in front of governors and kings to testify to them because of me. So the area I want you to focus on in that scripture is people will hand you over to the Jewish courts. So you will have those persons around you that their actions and decisions may affect you personally. Don't have anything to do with you, but they themselves, what they do, affect how you grow and what happens in your work environment. And also your home environment also matters because of those that you live with. Their decisions can affect you. What if you have a child that gets themselves into trouble with the law? You are not the one in trouble, but it's your child, so you have to do something about it to either find out why and to get the situation resolved. But it matters that you need to pay attention to the actions of those around you. Also, on the job, sometimes the decisions or the indecisions of persons may cause an inconvenience to you. And what that can do is that you may be purchasing a car and need a letter. And the fact that you don't get the letter, it affects if you get that car or not. Or you need a recommendation to do something, and the person takes very long to write that recommendation. All of those things, those are the decisions of other people. So you have to pay attention to these people and what they're doing to ensure that you grow in that timely manner, or you will know how to react or put decisions in place because of them. The other reason, number three, is that your thoughts, focus on your thoughts. That matters. What you think about matters. It was Paul who says that whatever is good, pure, praiseworthy, think on these things in Philippians 4, verse 8. But we're looking on Luke 21, verse 34. It says, make sure that you don't become drunk, hungover, and worried about life. So Jesus was explaining to his disciples, focus on your thoughts. Don't dwell on foolishness. Not just foolishness, but what happened, what is happening. Don't dwell on it. Don't worry about it. What you should be doing is focusing your efforts on making the right decisions to go forward. So that's why the first two steps, your decision and your actions now, come in line now with your thoughts, because it's just your thought pattern that will drive your decisions and your actions. So to be careful that you don't become drunk or hungover, meaning depressed or worried or anxious, or, you know what I mean? You're just in that dark state that you're concerned about these things and you're worried that it's not happening and you get miserable and all of that. No. Focus your efforts on making the right decisions for you and knowing what you need to do to ensure that you go forward. The other area, number four, is that those who work with you, you must focus, and also those who work with you. Acts 20, verse 28 says, it says, pay attention to yourselves and to the entire flock in which the Holy Spirit has placed you as bishops to be shepherds for God's church, which he acquired with his own blood. So what we talked about last week in terms of God has chosen you to build his holy temple, which internally means the temple is you and also the needs of others. So this section here is focused on those you work with in terms of the needs of your co-workers. And because that now important now in terms of how you can utilize now your gift on the job by focusing on meeting the needs of those around you. That could be anything, an encouraging word. It could be a physical need, like helping somebody with lunch. It could be just giving somebody a lift home, as simple as that. Those are some basic needs, like even connecting somebody with a contact that you have that can help them resolve a problem. Maybe a mechanic, a lawyer, accountant, you will never know. Maybe referring to a specialist doctor that they can get specialized help in an area that they are struggling in. And those things can matter in terms of helping others to grow and you utilizing your gifting to serve others. And that's a big part in terms of an area that you should look into. The last one now is your interactions with others. How are you interacting with others? It's 1 Corinthians 3 verse 10. As a skilled builder, I use the gift that God gave me to lay the foundation for that building. However, someone else is building on it. So your interaction with others must be building them up, not tearing them down. So it matters how you interact with people and treat people. Focus on how are you responding to others. Are you leaving an impression that, hey, this is somebody that how is it that they have been able to handle all of these things? Because God, your relationship with God will allow them to see and feel the love and to recognize, and you will be utilizing your gift in such a way that it has an impact on them, building them up as a builder. So the scripture before we talk about paying attention to the flock and ensuring that you take care of the flock, but this is a leadership role, but as an individual, if you're not even a leader, but you should be acting as a leader by meeting the needs of others because you were placed there for a reason. So those are the six reasons and six areas that you should be focusing on. Your decisions, your actions, your thoughts, the actions of others, focusing on those who you work with, and your interactions with other people. Those are six areas that you should be focusing on that can help you utilize your gift for God. So how are your thoughts? How are your decisions? How are those around you affecting who you are as a person? And are you working to meet the needs of others using your unique gifting? Those are some things to think about as we bring this teaching to a close for this week. And just encouraging you to have a good week this week and to ensure that you pay attention to these areas that can help you grow. God bless and one love. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.